Sometime back, the great yogi Ramakrishna remarked, he said that to a hungry man, a piece of bread is God. And this quotation, this saying of Ramakrishna, brings me to an important point, is that social service has an important role on the spiritual path. There are many people in this world who are suffering very much, and we can't just go and relieve that suffering with meditation. There's physical and mental problems that people face, and we have to do something. The people who consider themselves to be marching on the spiritual path cannot just close their eyes to the stress and the pain in the society around them. So our guru, Sri Sri Anandamurti, used to say that service to humanity is service to God, that all the living beings and human beings are really just an expression of God. And we do meditation, we do spiritual practice to serve God. So, but why just serve God by closing our eyes? We can also serve God by serving the needy and the suffering and the people around us, the people who are in need of our assistance. And in fact, that these two endeavors go hand in hand. That when you do social service, then it helps your meditation, because your ego is engaged. You're engaged in some activity where you forget yourself. And in fact, if you want to make an experiment, just go do some kind of selfless activity. Engage yourself in helping others. Then sit for your meditation, and you'll find that it's much easier to meditate. On the other hand, meditation helps social service. The reason is simply that meditation helps you to overcome your ego. And if you enter social service with a big ego, then it will get in the way. You cannot really serve people properly. So the two activities go hand in hand. If you serve humanity, it will help your meditation. If you do meditation, it will help you in the service of humanity. So they should not be thought of as two separate activities, but something that's two sides of a coin. Meditation, social service. Spiritual practice, social service. You can't do one without the other. They both are inseparable parts of the path to bliss.